It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
For 35 consecutive games, the Jackson Heights Cobras have dominated the Northeast Kansas League. But for the past two seasons, their challenger, the ACCHS Tigers, have given them everything they wanted in chance for a Northeast Kansas League crown. Tonight, the two teams meet up for what many expect to be for the Northeast Kansas League championship. It's the Jackson Heights Cobras and the ACCHS Tigers from Jackson Heights High School. Welcome to the broadcast alongside our man Chance taking care of us back at the studios. I am Johnny Kane, and what a star-studded matchup we have in our girls' game to begin this Northeast Kansas League doubleheader. The Jackson Heights Cobras ranked number 6 in Class 2A under ninth-year head coach Dan Shoup. They are 7-0. Six of their seven wins have been by 20-plus points, and they have won 18 consecutive games. Last year, they have won 35 consecutive league games so far in the Northeast Kansas League the past two seasons, and last year went 14-0 in the Northeast Kansas League. ACCHS, meanwhile, under second-year head coach Austin Eckert, they are 7-1 overall, 7-0 in the Northeast Kansas League, with their only loss coming to Holton by 12 out of the Big 7 League and a Class 3A opponent. Another seven wins, they're averaged by at least 30 points. They are winning those games. After going 16-5 last season, the Tigers, they feel like this is their best shot of competing for a Northeast Kansas League title with a strong junior class that is expected to do a lot here tonight. So it should be a fun matchup, though. When you look at this matchup, though, I feel like turnovers is going to be the key tonight. ACCA, Jeff, in their lone loss, they turned it over 27 times against Holton, and they average nearly 10 turnovers a game. Well, for Jackson Heights, that's what they love to do. They love to turn their opponents over, and they love to turn defense into offense. So I feel like that is going to be the big storyline here tonight, because on paper and when you look up and down the roster, these two teams are pretty much identical. As far as size goes, both teams have plenty of size. So that is not going to be an advantage for either team. The only difference could be that ACCHS does shoot the ball a little bit better than Jackson Heights does. ACCHS features 5'3 junior Natalie Nitz, who broke the school record for three-pointers in a game last year. She had 9 of them. She's already had several three-pointers this season. When you look overall, 29 of them through 7 games, she is shooting 50% from the three-point line. So that could be the difference maker tonight for ACCHS, but they're going to have to protect the basketball and knock them down from the outside here tonight. So it should be a good one. Stay tuned with us. We're going to take our pregame timeout, then we'll come back. We'll take a look at the starters, have a national anthem, and get the ball game underway between Jackson Heights and ACCHS here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cyber liability. In a rapidly changing technology world, Kellerman Insurance has your back, as Cindy Hauer explains.
Small business is a huge target. We do have some cyber liability products out there that help if you get tricked into sending money to someone or if your computer is hacked into and information is stolen. And many policies out there help absorb the cost that you have associated with those things. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate, located on the southeast corner of the downtown square in Holton.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Thinking about building a new home this year? Denison State Bank is one of the few banks around that still makes front-end construction loans. And when it's done, we can wrap the final cost into monthly mortgage payments. Let's start driving nails together at DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect Free Storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
24/7 banking with our bank just got easier.
That's Leslie Smith, Vice President of the Farmers State Bank.
We've upgraded our mobile and online banking, and we're excited for you to try it. It's the convenience of everything in one place. Please go to our website, fsbks.bank, to enroll.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back inside Jackson Heights High School. We're getting set now for the opening game of our Northeast Kansas League doubleheader. The girls' game projected to be for the Northeast Kansas League Championship here in this 2021-22 high school basketball season. Into our starting lineups, we'll start with the visitors from ACCHS and our second-year head coach, Austin Eckert. A 5'9 senior, Macy Barrett. 6' junior, Aaliyah Wallish. 5'9 junior, Addison Schlechtbaum. 5'3 junior, Natalie Nix. And 5'7 freshman, Kinsey Bowerly. So again, for the Tigers, Barrett, Wallish, Schlechtbaum, Nitz, and Bowerly, the starting five here tonight. The Tigers will be without 5'5 junior Jordan Kaplinger tonight. She is out with an injury, so she will not be playing here tonight. She averages about 4 points a game, so it is a loss for the Tigers they will not have here against Jackson Heights. Speaking of the Cobras, the ninth-year head coach Dan Shoup, his lineup looks like this. 5'9 junior Keenan Oberding, 5'4 senior Kylie Diekman, 5'9 senior Mackenzie McMahon, 5'9 junior Kaylee Thompson, and 5'6 junior Rebecca Huckless. What a year it's been for Kaylee Thompson of the Cobras. She averaging 19 points and 8 rebounds a game. Kenyon Olberding right behind her at 16 points tonight. Those are the two scorers for Jackson Heights. Again, that lineup, Olberding, Diekman, McMahon, Thompson, and Huckless, the starting five here tonight. Talked about it a little bit earlier, but this game, it's going to be highly contested up and down. And I'm going to not be surprised that this is a game that has the potential to really get interesting as this game goes along as far as chippiness, because these two teams have had this game circled on their calendars since the schedules came out. This is what they practice for all throughout the summer, the first couple of weeks of practices, the first couple of weeks of the season. It's coming down tonight, this game right here for the Northeast Kansas League Championship between Jackson Heights and ACCHS. So with that, we are set to go. Again, starting a little bit later tonight, the JV games got started and went a little later, so we are just now getting our girls' varsity basketball game started here tonight. The Tigers will be in their road black uniforms with orange numerals trimmed in white. They will go from right to left in this opening half. Jackson Heights in their home white uniforms with green numerals and gold trim. They will go from left to right. Wallace will step into the center circle for the Tigers, Olberding for Jackson Heights. And with that, we are ready to go. Veteran officiating crew tonight, Matt Galley headlines the officiating crew. He steps in the center circle, puts 8 minutes on the clock. He'll toss the basketball up, and we are underway. The opening tap is controlled by Jackson Heights. ACCHS will start in a man-to-man. Diekman with the basketball out on top, gives to Olberding on the left wing. Between the rings to Huckless. Right side of the floor to McMahon. Down low, Olberding on the block. She gets bumped, counts the basket. No, they're going to call it on the floor. It will be a foul, but it's going to be on the floor, so it'll be based on out of bounds for Jackson Heights. That's going to be the first quickly on Addison Schletzbaum, the leading scorer for ACCHS. Schletzbaum averaging 16.5 points a game. So 15 seconds in, the Cobras have it from the baseline, kicked out on top to Kylie Diekman. Left side of the floor to Oberding, again, a second leading scorer on this Cobra team. Right side of the floor, Diekman down low, into the hands of Haley Thompson. Her shot tipped around, back into the hands of Thompson, and then she's going to get held on the arm. It's going to go against Macy Barron. That will be her first, and quickly two team fouls now on ACCHS. The Cobra is making a concerted effort early on to get the ball on the inside. Having to get at the baseline. Oberding in the right corner, backs out, tries to drive baseline, gets cut off by Schletzbaum. Diekman now will dribble it out to the top of the key. 7:23 to go, opening quarter, no score. Jackson Knights with the basketball. McMahon at the top of the key, right side of the floor to Oberding. He'll get a screen, dribble back out on top, guarded by Schletzbaum. It's a great matchup here tonight. Nice pass down little Oberding. He'll catch on the left block, goes up off the window, shots it and out. Rebound, fought for, loose. Oberding picks it back up. Now the ball tipped around. It's loose. Nitz fighting for it, and she'll force a jump ball. And already a little testiness fighting for that loose ball between Nitz and McMahon. The possession arrow will give it over to ACCHS. It's not the biggest player on the floor, probably the smallest at 5'3", but a great job fighting for that possession for the Tigers. Jackson Eiffel starting a 2-3 zone. Bowerly gets it back right of the front court now. Down low to Walsh on the block. She'll back down. A lot of rip hands flipping on the inside. Now a ball knocked free, loose on the floor. The ball's going to be picked up by McMahon. That'll be the first turnover of the game for either side. And here comes Jackson Heights the other way. Oberding drives left baseline, flicks a shot up off the window. It's in and out. Fight for the rebound is going to be tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Wallace, so it'll stay with Jackson Heights. 6:33 to go, opening quarter, no score. Oberding will trigger it in from the short left corner. Still trying to get it in. Finally just has to flick it up on top to Diekman, who will back it out near the timeline. Oberding now right of the front court, guarded by Schletzbaum. Pass down low to Thompson, backing out on Wallace. Gets double team, kicks it up on top to McMahon. Now Oberding between the rings. 6:20 to go, opening quarter. Again, no score. Jackson Knight still with the basketball. Thompson between the circles, kicks right side to Oberding, guarded by Schletzbaum. Back inside to McMahon, backs down on Barron. Tries to go up and under, puts it off the window, banks it in. First basket of the game goes to Mackenzie McMahon. Only averages 5 points a game because the scoring started tonight. 2-0 Jackson Heights, 2 minutes gone by. Left corner, Bowerly. Schletzbaum now left of the head of the circle, and her pass is going to be tipped out of bounds. And it's going to be last touched by Nitz. That'll be the second turnover for ACCHS. And I talked in the pregame how this is something, that's something that the Tigers have struggled with at times this year, especially in their lone loss against Holton where they had 27 of them. They've turned it over twice. They've yet to get a shot up in this game. Barron's going to check out. First time we'll see Jenna Pitts, a 5'7 junior, come into the game. Take that back. That's actually Lady Pantle. Lady Pantle, a 5'6 junior in there. Pass down low. Oberding shot partially tipped by Wallace and taken by the Tigers. Kicked up ahead to Schletzbaum, a 2-on-3. Addison drives in, flicks up a shot that's blocked away by McMahon, but they'll get a foul. And Addison Schletzbaum will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Going to go on McMahon. That will be her first team foul. Schletzbaum has shot the most free throws on the team this year, 20 of them. She's 13 of 20, 65%, and knocks down the opening free throw. Schletzbaum averages just over 16 points a game, 4.5 rebounds a night as well. She missed the second free throw. 2-1, Jackson Heights, 5:30 to go in the opening quarter. The Cobras with the basketball moving from left to right. Down low, McMahon with it, backing down, kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer put up by Huffless from the left wing. It's too strong. Good strong rebound by Aaliyah Wallace of the Tigers. And she'll clear it across to Natalie Nitz. So Nitz will walk up the floor, hands it off to Schletzbaum, who stands in front of the Cobra logo at center court. Jackson Heights stays in this zone. Into the corner to Nitz. Thought about a three, now drives inside, gets all the way to the baseline, flicks it up and under, and bang! It's a tough move by Natalie Nitz, but she got it to go. And the Tigers will take their first lead of the night. It's 3-2 with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Diekman in trouble on the right wing, gets it off to Oberding. She'll cross over and dribble it out near the logo. Down the center circle with the basketball is Diekman. Outside now, Overton gets all the way to the middle of the lane. Flicks up a shot high off the window. In and out. Got her own rebound. Flicks it up. Had it blocked by Wallace. Ball tipped around. Loose on the floor. Spot four. Still loose. And Jack Knight is going to come up with it. Huffless out of that center court. Jack Knight stays with it. Down by one. 4:20 to go in the opening quarter. Overton on the right wing. Guarded by Nitz. Gets a screen for McMahon. Rejected. Dribbles to the baseline. Flicks to the left corner now. Here's a three-pointer by Diekman. It's banked in. Got it off the window from the left corner. Tough angle, but Diekman got it to bank in. Her first point of the night gives Jack Knight the 5-3 lead. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Let's bomb dribbles on the right of the front court. Into the baseline to Wallace. Back out Nitz. Pumps on a three. Picks up her dribble. Gives it back to Wallace. She'll cross over and spin it up on top to the bomb, but it's stolen away. Coming the other way is Thompson, the third turnover. Thompson drives in, hands it off to Oberding, and she'll lay it off the window and in. And Coach Eckert's seen enough. Just a quick 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 3:39 to go, opening quarter. It's Jackson Knights 7, ACCHS 3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Fulton, Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Quick timeout by ACCHS. They'll have the basketball out of the break. 3:35 to go in the opening quarter. Jackson Knights leads it 7-3. Tigers have turned it over three times here in the opening quarter and nearly turned over again, and they do. That's stolen away by Thompson. Coach Austin Ecker not happy with his girls. He was pleading with them in the timeout to play tougher with the basketball. Here's a three-pointer by Huffless. That's too strong. Rebound into the hands of Nitz. We're going to get a foul underneath. It's going to go against Jackson Heights. I think it's going to be on McMahon. If it is, it's her second. It is. That is going to be her second personal foul. That's going to force head coach Dan Shoup to bring Annie Allen into the game, a 5'7 senior for the first time. She averages about 2 points a night. And she'll be inserted into the lineup here with 3:15 to go in the first. Schlutzbaum will have it between the rings for the Tigers. Gets it into the corner. Here's a three-pointer put up in the corner by Jenna Pence. That's too strong, and the rebound will go to Diekman of Jackson Heights. Picked up ahead. Here's Huxley set in the corner. Back out Diekman, up to Allen, right side of the floor to Oberding. Down low to Allen. Has it blocked away by Wallace. Taken by the Tigers. That's three blocks here in the opening quarter for Aaliyah Wallace. Wallace averages about two a game, so she's already beat that here tonight. Nitz in the corner. She has yet to get off a shot from the three-point line tonight. Again, the leading three-point specialist for the Tigers this year with 29 of them. Schlutzbaum in the left corner. Gets it up between the rings. The panel. Now right side of the floor to Pitt. Back out to Nitz. She has it poked out of bounds. And again, a turnover. Nitz can't believe it, but that's turnover number five now on the Tigers. Jackson Heights leads 7-3 and have the basketball back with 2:20 to go in the first. Tigers are going to stay in a man-to-man. Up top, Allen with the basketball, kicks it left side to Overding. Short through, drive to the baseline, flick up a shot off the window, counted and one. Four for Canyon Overding and a chance to complete a three-point play. Just a simple rip to the baseline, and the help defense was late. That foul. Whistle against Nitz, that will be her first. Her team foul. Oberding's free throw is in there. Oberding with 5 of the 10 for Jackson Heights. It's 10-3 Cobras. 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Tigers just looking to get shots up. They haven't hardly had a chance to get the shots up because they've turned it over five times. Nitz with it right of the front court. Kicks it in the left corner. Back left side. Up on top, Nitz. A deep three from the wing. It's short. Long rebound tracked down. It's going to be picked up by Jackson Heights. Huntless into the front court. Dribbles all the way to the baseline. Stops, has it ripped away by Nitz. That'll be the first turnover for Jackson Heights. And then it's knocked out of bounds off of Nitz, so Jackson Heights will have it back. 1:42 to go in the first quarter. 10-3 Jackson Heights and the Cobras with the basketball. They operate from left to right. Hutzlis left of the wing, guarded by Schlitzbaum. Kicks it up between the rings to Thompson. Right side of the floor to Diekman. Looking inside for Allen. Nothing there. Wallace fighting for position. Back to Thompson. Now Olberding left of the head of the circle. She'll back it back out near the center circle. Picks up the dribble. Thompson on the left elbow. Nearly has it poked three. Now in the middle of the lane. Then it's just going to be dribbled out of bounds by Diekman. Dribbled right off her left foot. And went out of bounds. That'll be the second turnover for Jackson Heights. And the Tigers will have it back as Mace Barrett is going to check back into the game for the Tigers, a 5'9 senior. And we'll also see Bowerly back in there as well. So the original starting five out there, Behrens, Wallace, Schlitzbaum, Nitz, and Bowerly for the Tigers. 1:13 to go in the opening quarter, 10-3 our score. Nitz between the rings, flicks the left side of the floor to Bowerly. Now Schlitzbaum between the circles, into the left corner to Nitz. She'll drive in, stop, go behind the back, now back it back out. Good job by Jackson Heights to recover on that defensive effort. Nitz in the left corner, an open look for a triple. This one's good. First triple of the night for Natalie Nitz, her 30th of the season. And it pulls ACCA just back to within four with 45 ticks to go in the first quarter. Down low, Thompson got position, and she'll lay it up and in. Got on the inside of Behrens, who could not pick up her second foul, and Thompson has her first point. 12-6, Jackson Heights, 30 seconds remaining in the opening frame. A spot between the rings, dribble to the left hand. The Cobras staying in this 3-2 extended zone. Nitz left to the front court, out of the corner to Bowerly. She'll drive his baseline and gets hit on the arm and fouled. I get that on Annie Allen. That will be her first personal and the third team foul. Bowerly will trigger it in from the baseline. 16 seconds on the clock. Wallace from the left elbow. Wide open jumper is too strong. Behrens offensive rebound. Her stick back's no good. And the rebound's going to go to Jackson Heights. Now they'll get a reach in foul. It's going to go against Bowerly. That will be her first fourth team foul. And with 9 seconds to go, a couple of more substitutions back into the game for the Tigers. We'll see Pitts and Pantle back in there to replace Schlitzbaum. And Nitz don't want them to pick up a cheap one with 9 seconds on the clock. Dawson Cochran also in for the first time for Jackson Heights, a 5'7 sophomore. The Cobras with the basketball. 7 seconds to go. Olberding across the timeline at 5. Crosses over at 4. Feeds it to Thompson with 3. Back out Olberding. A deep right wing 3. It's too strong. And the first quarter comes to a close. One quarter in the books. It's been a good one. Stay tuned with us. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back with second quarter action. Jackson Heights leading ACCHS 12-6 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Jackson Heights High School. Johnny came back with you. Starting the second quarter, Jackson Heights leads ACCHS 12-6. And the Cobras will have the basketball to start quarter number two as they operate from left to right. The Tigers will start in a man-to-man. Olberding with the basketball on the right wing. Gets a screen from McMahon, who's got two fouls. Olberding to the free throw line. Back to the left side of the floor to Huntflitz. She'll drive all the way inside and bank it off the window and in. First point of the night for Rebecca Huntflitz. And it's 14-6. Jackson Heights with 30 seconds gone by in quarter number two. Addison Schlitzbaum is going to start the second quarter on the bench for the Tigers. Nitz is back in after she came out in the final couple of seconds of the first quarter. Here's Nitz between the rings with the basketball. Jackknife comes out on her. Now Barron's in the left corner. Pass inside into the hands of Wallace, and it's going to be tapped out of bounds by Huntless. It'll stay with ACCHS. Schletzbaum's going to come back into the game for ACCHS. She will replace Pantle, who will check out. Barron's, Wallace, Schletzbaum, Nitz, and Bowerly, the starting five out there. Pass out on top to be taken into the hands of Nitz. Now left side of the floor to Barron's, into the corner. Bowerly with it, dribbles it out to the wing. Now kicks between the rings to Nitz. 1 minute gone by in quarter number two. Schletzbaum now right of the front court. Just a little bit confusion here for the Tigers. Now a near turnover, but Schletzbaum has it back on the right wing. Schletzbaum crosses over. A lot of contact, ball loose into the hands of Wallace, and she's going to get tied up. Possession arrow will keep it with the Tigers. So the Tigers will have it for the baseline, 6:43 to go in the half, and a 14-6 Jacksonite lead. Nitz will trigger it in against this zone. Still trying to get it in. Finally kicks it in the corner to Barron. And she'll kick it back into the right corner to Nitz, but it's stolen away. Oberding will bring it the other end. Right left-hand layup is good. They're going to call an offensive foul. An illegal screen is going to be called on Diekman. That will be her first as she was trying to block out Bowerly from being able to come over and get that block. Coach Shoup cannot believe it. But it's going to be the first on Diekman, and that's going to wipe off the basket for Oberding. So that is a big break for the Tigers. They'll have it back trailing by 8 with a minute and a half gone by in quarter number 2. Barron's in the left corner. Kicks it out to Schletzbaum, who's been held in check so far. They're trying to get it to Wallace, but she just cannot get some space on the inside. Nitz, a deep right wing three. That's short. Offensive rebound for Barron's, and she just has it ripped away. Ball loose on the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession error will give it over to Jackson Heights. And now the Tigers are going to put a little full-court pressure on the Cobras for the first time tonight. Diekman in the backcourt. Gets to Oberding. Quickly up ahead, Thompson. Nearly traveled. Gets it up top to Oberding, and she'll hold on to it and hit it back off to Diekman. 2 minutes gone by in the second quarter. The Cobras lead by 8 and have the basketball. Thompson calling for it. Instead, it's McMahon up on top. Diekman out on the left wing. Feeds it inside to Thompson. She backs down, lost it, and it's going to be picked up. And it's stolen away by Nitz, but she stepped on the sideline. So Oberding will toss it in now for the Cobras. 5:45 to go in the half. Oberding now right of the front court. Dribbles it back to the logo, and she'll reset the offense against this man-to-man pressure of the Tigers. Diekman dribbled into the corner, gets it off to McMahon, and working against Wallace. She'll back down, get in the middle lane, have a shot blocked by Wallace. Her fourth block of the night, and here come the Tigers. Schletzbaum quickly up the floor, crosses over, stops, feeds it on the near side. To the hands of Bowerly, and back to between the rings to Schletzbaum. The Tigers just have not gotten any open shots tonight. Tonight's has played great defense as they have all season long so far. Schletzbaum left to the front court. Cross court pass to Bowerly. She'll fake on a three. Drive in, have it poke free, and now back into the hands of Nitz. Natalie dribbles it left wing. Hands it back off to Schletzbaum, who goes back to the right of the front court. She'll pick up the dribble. Cross court pass to Barron's. Inside to Wallace, but the ball goes through her hands and stolen away. Huntless will bring it the other way. 8 turnovers now for the Tigers. Pass down low. Thompson with it. McMahon back to Thompson, and she lost it out of her fingertips and out of bounds. Turnover number 4 for the Cobras, as we'll see Pantle come back into the game for Barron's. 4:40 to go in the half, and a 14-6 lead for Jackson Heights. So the Tigers are looking for something offensively. Where can they find the spark? Here's a three-pointer by Pantle. It's good. Actually, that's Bowerly. Bowerly, no hesitation. Pull it up and in. And for Bowerly, that is just her 8th three-pointer of the season. 14-9, Jackson Heights, 4:18 to go in the first half. Oberding to the baseline, and they're going to get a hold on Wallace, I think, at the free throw line. And that is going to be just the first on Wallace. Well, that is going to be team foul number five. 4:14 to go in the half as we'll see Cochran come back into the game for the Cobras. Pass inside of Thompson on the block. She gets fouled. Late to the play. Getting underneath. I think that was Pantle. It was. So Laney will pick up her first 16 foul. It'll put Thompson to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Thompson, right-handed shooter. First one's off the left rim. So one more free throw coming up for Thompson. Kaylee, 70% on the year. Second free throw on the way, and she got it. So Thompson goes one of two from the line, gives her 3 points in the game. Makes it 15-9, Jackson Heights, 4:10 to go in the first half. Schletzbaum gets in the middle of the lane, tries to feed it to Wallace. She's got it, and she gets fouled. That's a great pass by Schletzbaum. Got a screen at the top, dribbled to the elbow, and threw it inside. And so two shots coming for Leah Wallace. First free throw rattles home for Wallace. Leah averages about 7 points a night and shoots 55% from the free throw line, but she drills both free throws. Her first points of the night makes it 15-11 Jackson Heights, so the Tigers are staying in it. A little bit of pressure. Olberding breaks it easily, drives inside, flicks up the shot that rattles in. Way too easy for Canyon Olberding. She's got seven. That makes it 17-11 Jackson Heights, 3:50 to go in the half. Schletzbaum gets the screen, dribbles inside, lost it, got it back, and they're going to call a travel. And the ball was tipped. They called a travel, and the side referee, Matt Galley, says it was definitely tipped, and he goes over to try to talk to the other official that made the travel call, so they'll talk about it. And they're going to say it is Jackson Heights basketball. And Coach Eckert is all over the officials right now. Number one, he wanted that call to be changed. And number two, he thought there was a lot of contact. Here's a three by Cochran in the corner, and it's pure. No hesitation by Cochran. Her first points of the night, only averages four a game. Pushes the lead back up to nine for Jackson Heights. 3:25 to go in the half. Nip. Out on top, left side of the floor to Pantle. In the corner, back to the wing to Bowerly. Now Nip. That's a bomb now, right of the wing. Feed to the baseline. It's going to be caught and knocked out of bounds by Diekman. So it'll stay with the Tigers. 3:06 to go in the half. Nitz will toss it in from the baseline. Still trying to get it in. Gets it inside to Wallace on the block. And now we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with the Tigers. Wallace had position on the inside, but she kind of brought the basketball down. And that's when the Cobras were able to reach in and force the jump ball. So 3:03 to go in the half. And the Tigers will toss it in. The Nitz, she'll get to the foul line. Steps back, flicks the left side of the floor to Panel. Back out to Nitz. Now back to Panel in the left corner. Wallace calling for it on the inside. They don't get it to her. Now Schletzbaum between the ring. Once the screen doesn't get it, now Nitz back to the baseline to Panel. Pass inside to Wallace. Goes through a double team and has the ball stripped free. It's loose and just stolen away. Pass up ahead. Diekman, a wide open layup, and she banks it in from the left side. Five for Diekman, and Coach Eckert has seen enough. He wants another timeout. This one will be a full timeout, and it's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. If you're looking for the perfect snack, either the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, many flavors. It's the perfect timeout snack. 2:35 to go in the first half. It's Jackson Heights 22, ACCA Jeff 11, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Jackson Heights has won 35 consecutive Northeast Kansas League games, two straight league titles, going 14-0 a year ago. The challenger has been ACCHS, and they're trying to knock off the champions here tonight, but so far it's been the Cobras. Jackson Heights leads 22-11 with 2:15 to go in the first half, but ACCHS gets the puck on the inside by Laney Pannell, and that'll make it 22-13 with 2:10 to go. Dribble to the left wing. Jackson Heights with the basketball. Huntless has it. Guarded by Schletzbaum. Back left side of the four. Diekman with it. She'll back it out near the timeline. Now reverse dribble. Give it to McMahon. McMahon playing with two fouls as she picked them up quickly early. Opening now on the inside. Shoots over her left shoulder and just went over the top and banked it in. They have had no answer for Kenyon Oberding. She's got nine. And it's 24-13 Jackson Heights with 1:40 to go in the half. Left side of the floor, Pantle down low to Wallace on the block. Back on top, Nick. She'll spot for an open three. It's too strong. Rebound fought for him. We're going to get a foul underneath on ACCHS. And that'll send us to the other end for a 1-1 for Jackson Heights. It's going to be on Pantle. That will be her second. And so that will bring Kaylee Thompson to the other end for a 1-1. Thompson 1-2 from the free throw line tonight. Both of those came here in the second quarter. She's got 3 points for the game. Thompson's free throw on the way is too strong, but an offensive rebound for Oberding, but they're going to call a foul underneath. That's on McMahon. That's going to be her third. I think it is. Yep. That's going to be on McMahon. That will be her third. And so that's going to prompt Coach Shoup to bring Annie Allen right back into the game for McMahon with those three fouls. And that's also the sixth team foul on Jackson Heights. So both teams will be in the 1-1 on any defensive foul the remainder of this 1:25 of the first half. 24-13, Jackson Heights leads. ACCHS with the basketball, and they turn it over. Nitz was trying to get it to the baseline to Pandle. That's turnover number 10 for ACCHS. Again, we talked about it. Turnovers at times have been an issue for the Tigers, and their lone loss this year against Holton, they turned it over 27 times. Already 10 here tonight. Right now trailing by 11. Diekman with it right of the front court. Crosses over. Gets in the middle of the lane. Stops. And she travels. That'll be the fifth turnover for the Cobras. And ACCHS will have it back with 1:03 to go in the half. So Nitz will bring it across the timeline with the Tigers needing some offense here with only a minute to go in the half. They're just daring Laney Pannell to shoot the basketball from the corner. Schletzbaum drives baseline. It gets bumped and fouled by Thompson. And so that will be Kaylee's first. And that will be a 1-1 now coming for Addison Schletzbaum, who has just one free throw so far tonight. Jenna Pitt's going to come back into the game for Pannell. And so Schletzbaum to the line for a 1-1. Schletzbaum on the year is 65%, but she calmly knocks down the first. One more free throw for Schletzbaum, looking to cut the deficit to single digits. And she missed it wide left. Free throw is ripped down by Thompson. So here come the Cobras, leading by 10. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Right side of the floor, Oberding. She's got 9 points for the half. Oberding gets all the way inside again, forces up a shot, sent it out. Got her own rebound and gets fouled again. The Cobras are just dominating the offensive glass here in this first half. It's going to be on Nitz. That will be her second. So now Pannell and Nitz each with two fouls. And Oberding to the free throw line where she is one for one tonight. Free throw rims in and out. One more shot for Oberding. Again, she's 52% on the year. And she missed them both. This time the Tigers do get the defensive rebound, so a chance to get within single digits as we head into halftime. 28 seconds to go in the half. The Tigers with the basketball. Nitz with it left of the front court. Kick it up between the rings to Schletzbaum. Back left side, Nitz. Pumps on a three, gives it back between the rings to Schletzbaum. Now left of the front court, Pitts. Back to Schletzbaum with 10. 10 seconds left. Pass down low to Wallace. Dribbles one. Kicks it up on top. Schlitzbaum. She pumps. Drives in. Stops. Flicks a shot off the window. Missed it. Tap back out. It's going to go out of bounds. And it will be Jackson Heights basketball with 0.6 seconds to go here in the first half. And so that's going to be it. They'll get the ball in, and first half has come to a close. Coach Austin Eckert's going to have a quick word with Matt Galley, our head official, here before we go to this halftime break, and he is wanting a lot of contact not being called against his girls on drive to the inside. So with that, we have reached the end of two quarters of play here in this girls' varsity basketball game. At the end of two, Jackson Heights 24, ACCHS 14. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and summarize the first half on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Save big on Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts, built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local, skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back to Jackson Heights High School. Halftime of the girls' portion of tonight's Northeast Kansas League doubleheader in our big-time girls' matchup. It's been Jackson Heights getting out to a big lead, a 24-14 advantage over ACCHS here in what could decide the Northeast Kansas League championship for this basketball season. Johnny came back with you, Chance taking care of us back in the studios, and when you look back at the first half, there's been too many turnovers for the Tigers. That's been the difference tonight, 10 of them compared to just 5 for Jackson Heights. And that has been the difference, because the Tigers just, it's not like they're shooting terribly bad. They just haven't been able to get shots up because they've turned it over so much. So that is going to be something that for a second-year head coach, Austin Eckert, he has got to get his girls to hold on to the basketball a little bit better in this third quarter and in the second half. Watching him just in the timeouts and even right after the second quarter buzzer to go into the halftime break, he's just not happy with his girls. He doesn't think they're playing with any energy whatsoever. He doesn't think they're playing with any type of toughness. He thinks that his girls are getting out hustled, and really I can't say I don't agree with him so far watching those first two quarters. But looking at the first half statistics, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with ACCHS. Again, those 10 turnovers, they have knocked down 2 threes and are shooting 4 of 6 from the free throw line, but nobody has scored more than 5 points so far. Natalie Nitz has 5 to lead the way, and 3 for Kinsey Bowerly, 2 apiece for Aaliyah Wallace, Ash Schlitzbaum, and Lainey Pano. And Schlitzbaum only with 2 points. She's the leading scorer at over 16 points a game. for the Tigers. Nitz averages nearly 14 a game for ACCA. Just those two have been held in check so far through the first half. Jackson Heights, meanwhile, five turnovers. They've hit a couple of threes, two of five from the free throw line. And it was a big first half by Kaden Oberding. She's got 9 points so far tonight. Kylie Diekman with five. Haley Thompson with three. Dawson Cochran with three. Kenzie McMahon with two, but she has three fouls. So it'll be interesting to see if she starts the third quarter for head coach Dan Shupe and Jackson Heights. And also Rebecca Hustlis has 2 points for the Cobras. So we get our halftime score. Jackson Heights 24, ACCA just 14. Let's take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll try to find some scores of other games going on around the area. A lot of games have already gone final. We'll get those scores. There's been a couple of upsets tonight, so we'll check those when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
This is for Kaling from Everest, Kansas, and I would recommend using Holt House Auto House to buy your next car. I bought an 03 Chevy Volvo. Very quick, very easy. I bought on a Thursday, and we bought it Friday. They're very friendly people, and they're there to help you navigate what kind of vehicle you would want and for the best price possible.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at 364-3890.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Jackson Heights High School. Again, we're at halftime of our girls' game. Jackson Heights leads ACCHF 24-14. Take a look at some other scores of games around the area. Several games have already gone final. Troy beats Onega 60-32. Holton beats Perry LeCompton 41-19. And the biggest upset of the night so far, Sabetha beats Hiawatha, gives them their first loss of the season, 41-37, the final. So Sabetha girls, after a slow start, they have won a couple of big games here as of late. Sabetha beats Hiawatha 41-37. Horton leads off Solution 12-10 at halftime of that girls' game. That's over on Care 93.7 FM. Boys' games, you can find Sabetha and Hiawatha on 92.1 KMZA. Excuse me, that's on the Sabetha channel, MSUSports.net. KMZA has Troy and Onega, and on the Holton channel, Holton and Perry LeCompton. And that should be a very good boys' basketball game here tonight. But here, again, it's 24-14 Jackson Heights. And so if you look at it for ACCHS, to me, they've just got to be more aggressive. That's not only going after loose balls, but that's just getting shots up. I mean, they've just got to start forcing some shots, I think, at some point, because when you turn it over 10 times in the first half, and it wasn't the simple fact of you really shot that poorly, it was just didn't get enough shots up. So I think you get the team like Jackson Heights, who, again, I know plays really good defense and gets out on it. Sometimes you're going to have to force some shots up, see if you can get some foul calls. But for Jackson Heights, it's going to be the same story. Continue to play good defense, continue to rebound at a high level like they did through the first two quarters. And you could just tell on the look of the girls' faces of ACCHS that Coach Austin Eckert gave them an earful in the halftime timeout. So we'll see if that makes a difference. Should be a fun second half. Hope you enjoy it with us. Don't forget, we still have the boys' game to go tonight as well. So Jackson Heights will go from right to left in this first half. They'll start with the basketball. They'll be in their home white uniforms with green numerals trimmed in gold. Well, for ACCA Jets, they'll go from left to right in their road black uniforms with orange numerals trimmed in white. McMahon is going to start out there for Jackson Heights. Their five starters of Olberding, Diekman, McMahon, Thompson, Hutflett. The Tigers will counter with their five of Behrens, Wallace, Schlitzbaum, Nitz, and Bowerly. So Jackson Heights starts with the basketball. The Tigers stay in the man-to-man. Pass down low. Thompson might have got away with the travel, but she spins and puts it up and in. Five for Kaylee Thompson, and quickly the lead is 12 for Jackson Heights with 7:45 to go in the third quarter. Schlitzbaum gets another right corner to Nitz. Drives to the baseline, tries to flee it inside, but it's just thrown out of bounds. And so that'll be turnover number 11 for the Tigers. Now ACCHS needs a stop before this game starts to get out of hand in favor of the Cobras. Another pass down low to Olberding, and she'll get fouled. Just a simple flex cut to the inside. On the last two possessions, have had the Tigers defenders trailing, and it's in a bucket and now a foul. It's going to be on Bowerly. That'll be her second. The pass inside, another easy bucket for Kaylee Thompson. She's got seven, and the lead is the biggest of the night now for the Cobras. It's up to 14. Nitz gets the screen at the top, has the ball poked free and stolen away. Hutflett brings it the other end, drives left lane line, flicks it up off the window, left it short. Rebound spot four, and we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession error will give it to ACCHS. And now we're going to have a stoppage of play. Looks like Thompson might have got whacked in the eye. She says she's okay. So the Tigers will have it trailing by 14, desperate needing some offense. 7 minutes to go. Still a ton of time left here in this third quarter in the second half. Nitz picks up her dribble, feeds it into the left corner to Bowerly. Now Behrens inside to Wallace on the block up on top. Schlitzbaum. She'll pull for a triple. It's too strong. Offensive rebound, though, for Wallace. Back out Schlitzbaum. Drives in. Has the shot blocked away. Ball tipped around in the hands of Wallace. Now Nitz way out on top. The Tigers have a little bit better offensively so far, but just hasn't got anything to show for it. Bowerly in the left corner. Up on top to Nitz. On about a three. Now she'll dribble to the wing. Kick it in the right corner to Schlitzbaum. Cross-court pass to Bowerly. And it goes through her legs and out of bounds. That's just been the story of the night so far for the Tigers. That's number 12 on the turnover department. And so the Cobras will have it back. Not sure how much zone that ACCHS plays all in the year, but I might have to go to it the way these cuts are working. Jackson Knight isn't a team that shoots the basketball very well. Nice pass inside. Diekman, wide open layup, is up and in. Seven for Diekman. A nice pass by Kaylee Thompson. The lead up to 16, and Coach Eckert's quickly going to take a timeout. Jackson Heights is quickly pulling this game open. And this timeout, it will be a full timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. 5:57 to go, third quarter. It's now Jackson Heights 30, ACCHS 14 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
103.9 FM KNZA.
.557 to go, third quarter out of the timeout. Jackson Heights has pushed their lead up to 16, 30-14. And the Tigers desperately need something offensively. They just need a little bit of a spark, whether it's one shot to go in, just something to try to get the confidence back. They're going to have it out of the timeout with Schlitzbaum, Behrens, Nitz, Bowerly, and Wallace, the five out there on the floor. Schlitzbaum will have it out on top for the Tigers. Inside, Wallace backs down, has a shot partially blocked, gets it back, and she'll stick it up and in. Wallace has played strong here so far in this third quarter. He's got 4 points and several rebounds. It makes it 30-16, Jackson Heights. Thompson out on the left elbow. Bases up, kicks it out on top to Diekman. And she'll hand it back off to Oberding at the logo. Thompson, back left side, Oberding, pumps on a three, drives in and gets bumped and fouled by Powerly. That will be her third. And so the Cobras will have it from the baseline, and Chanel will have it from the sideline right in front of their bench. And two fouls on ACCHS. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Diekman out on top. Kicks it to the right elbow to Thompson. She'll spin, face up, looking inside, gets to the Oberding, and she'll flick it off the window and in. 11 for Oberding, 32-16. Barron's in the left corner. Schlitzbaum now on the left wing. Back to Nick. The Cobras are going to stay in the zone. They've been in it all night. Driving inside is Powerly. Nice pass inside to Barron. Out to Schlitzbaum. She'll drive in. Flick up a shot with the right hand. It rattles in and out. Rebound is going to be ripped away by Wallace. She'll stick it up and in. 6 points for Aaliyah Wallace. 32-18 Jackson Heights. That's been the best offense so far. Just offensive rebounds for Wallace on the inside. Oberdeen's going to back it out near the timeline. Picks it up. Hands it left side to McMahon, who's got three fouls. McMahon drives the right side. Good defense by Barron. Now pass inside to Thompson. She'll back down as she travels. That'll be turnover number six on Jackson Heights, and the Tigers have a little something going. As we'll get a substitution, Jenna Pitts back into the game for Powerly. Well, the Tigers down by 14 with the basketball. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Jackson Heights has been so strong tonight. The Tigers have a run in them. Wallace on the right short corner. Tries to pass it out, but it's tipped free and stolen. Knocked away by Oberding. Oberding drives in, flicks to the baseline to Hutfliss. Saved in. Right into the hands of Oberding, who sticks it off the window and in. It's a fortuitous bounce, and Oberding has 13 points. Push the lead back to 16. So the Tigers have scored a little bit here in the second half. They just haven't gotten a stop. Pass inside to Wallace. Catches it. Back out Nick. Pumps on a three. Out of the corner to Pitts. Has the ball pipped out of bounds by Thompson, and it will stay with the Tigers. So now Nitz will toss it in from the baseline. 3:39 to go, third quarter. Still a 16-point advantage for Jackson Heights. And the elbow to Wallace. She'll dribble, hand off to Schlitzbaum. Pull-up jumper is blocked away by Oberding. Taken by Jackson Heights. Diekman nearly traveled. She probably did. They don't get it. Now into the hands of Hutfliss. Back to Diekman. She'll dribble it out near the timeline. Guarded by Schlitzbaum. To the elbow to McMahon. Man, dribbles one, picks it up, feeds it left side on the floor to Diekman, and she'll reset. Diekman dribbles all the way inside, then throws it through the legs of Pitts, then an up-and-under move by Kenyon Oberding. Gives her 15 points in the lead up to 18. It's another fortuitous bounce for Jackson Heights. Down low, Wallace, back down, shoots it up, and she missed it, but she got fouled. And they haven't had an answer for Wallace. That's a good jump by the Tigers to get it inside to her as Oberding picks up her first. So Wallace's first free throw is in there. She's a perfect 3-for-3 from the line tonight. Second free throw. It's too strong. Offensive rebound though for Schlitzbaum. Back to Barron. Now it's Hutzbaum, and she travels. She got the basket, but she traveled before that. The Tigers got an offensive rebound, but couldn't do anything with it. And now they're going to show some pressure. And they're going to get a foul, I think, on the inbound. On Pitts. That will be her first. Now a baseball pass the other end. Thompson's got it. She'll drive in, have it blocked away by Wallace. That's like the seventh block, I believe, on Wallace. For Wallace. And Coach Shoup wanted a foul he didn't get. He thought it was a lot of body. 17-point lead for the Cobras. Oberding will get it into Diekman in the left corner. She'll dribble with the right hand out on top. Crosses over. Diekman gets inside. Stops at the foul line. Kicks it left side to Olbrining. An open look for a three. It's airballed long. And the rebound to Wallace. Wallace kicks it up ahead to Schlesbaum. She'll bring it up the floor. Schlesbaum drives in. Crosses over to the top. Kicks it in the corner to Pitt. Down low to Wallace. She'll back down. Shoot off the window and bank it in. Aaliyah Wallace trying to keep the Tigers in it. She's got nine. And it's back to a 15-point game. If Coach Shoot's seen it enough, he wants a timeout. 2:18 to go, third quarter. We'll take the break. 36-21. Jackson Heights leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
.218 to go out of the timeout here in the third quarter. 36-21. Jackson Heights leads. The Tigers looking to make something happen. Olbrining dribbles in the left corner, has the ball poked out of bounds. Coach Shoup cannot believe there's not been some foul calls. He has been all over the officials here in the last couple of minutes. Coach Shoup has not been happy at all with the officiating here in the last couple of minutes. Back inside, McMahon with the basketball. Flicks over her left shoulder. Ball tipped around. It's loose on the floor. Fought for, and they're going to get a jump ball. Session Arrow will keep it with Jackson High. It's kind of a quick whistle on that jump ball call, but nonetheless, Jackson Heights will hold on to it. 2:05 to go in the third quarter. Holberding will toss it in from the baseline. Still trying to get it in. Finally just has to flick it well on top to Diekman. Diekman dribbles right side, hands it off to Holberding. Guarded by Schlesbaum. Gets the screen. Holberding drives in. Just drives right by her defender. Flicks the shot in and out. Rebound will go to Nitz. Here come the Tigers. CCHS down by 15, so a lot of time left. And now a pass is stolen away. Yanked away by Huntless. She'll drive inside, lay it off to Olbrining, but it's stolen right back by Nitz. Then it's tipped on the floor, loose around, and it's picked up by Jackson Heights. Huntless out on top. Crosses over, looking to get it inside of Thompson, but nothing there. Huntless now on the left wing. Guarded by Pitts, kicks it back out between the rings to Diekman. Back left side. Huntless still with it. Thompson calling for it. Driving inside. Huntless spinning right hand. Shot is in there. Four for Rebecca Huntless, and the lead back to 17 for the Cobras. 1:10 to go, third quarter. Let's bomb at the top. Dribbles, bounce it back. Now to Wallace. Into the corner. Ball tipped free. Loose. Taps out of bounds. Last touched by Jackson Heights. It'll stay with the Tigers. 58 seconds to go, third quarter, 38-21, Jackson Heights. Wallace at the elbow, hands off Schlesbaum. She'll get inside, have it stripped free, flicks up a wild shot that's missed. Offensive rebound for the Tigers, out to Nitz, a three-pointer on the way, too strong. Rebound to Huntless of Jackson Heights. Huntless will bring it up the floor for the Cobras. Drives all the way to the elbow, hands off Diekman, 40 seconds left. Into the left corner, Olbrining, drives to the baseline, stops, flicks it inside to McMahon. She'll spin. Face up, force up a shot off the window. It's too strong. Rebound fought for. It's into the hands of Nitz. 30 seconds to go, and here come the Tigers. Down by 17. Got to have something and got to have it right now. Schlesbaum in the right corner. Inside to Wallace. A lot of contact. No whistle. And Coach Eckert is saying she got shoved from behind. So the Tigers will hold on to it with 19.5 on the clock. Pass inside to Wallace. She'll hand it off to Schlesbaum. She'll back out. Pass inside is going to be turned over. Picked up by Diekman. That'll be turnover number 16 for the Tigers. Diekman across the timeline. Stops. Early has it poked free. Gets it back. 6 seconds left. 5 seconds. They're going to get a double dribble call. No defense by Nitz to force that double dribble. So the Tigers will have it with 4.8 to go. Four seconds now. into the corner. Schlutzbaum, an open look for a corner three. It's airballed. And that'll be the end of the third quarter. A good look for the Tigers. Just nothing falling here tonight. Three corners are in the books. It's all Jackson Heights so far. The end of three. We'll head to the fourth. 38-21. Jackson Heights leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford and Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, 38-21. Jackson Heights leads ACCHS. One thing we haven't talked about since the opening tip is the fact that the Tigers are without one of their leading scorers, and Jordan Kaplinger, she is not here tonight. She is ill. She's hit 24 threes on the year, and there's a three-pointer jacked up by Nick that's too short. And the rebound to Huntless of Jackson Heights. So Cobras with the basketball, leading by 17. Man down low to Oberding on the block, has it blocked away by Schlutzbaum, and it's taken by the Tigers. Wallace then has it knocked free. Wallace gets it back. Finally flicks it off to Schlutzbaum. Here comes Schlutzbaum up the floor. Gets all the way in the middle of the lane. Flicks up a shot. It's good. They're going to count it. And oh, a charge. They're going to call a charge on Schlutzbaum. McMahon took the charge. That would have been her fourth, but instead it's the second on Schlutzbaum. So it'll give the Cobras the basketball back. That had a chance to be a three-point play, but instead it's the foul. And so the Cobras will have it. To the hands of McMahon in the backcourt as the Tigers show some pressure. Oberding with the basketball. Crosses over on Schlutzbaum. It's a screen. Picks it up. Gives it off to Huntless, who will dribble it out between the rings. 7 minutes to go. It's still a 17-point advantage for the Cobra. Back off Huntless. She'll chuck up a deep three. It's too strong. Rebound in the hands of Wallace, and here come the Tigers. Schlutzbaum slowly walks it across the timeline. Got to have a little sense of urgency here. Into the corner, Nix, an open look for a triple. This one is short. Offensive rebound, Schlutzbaum. Her follows up and in. 4 points for Addison Schlutzbaum. 38-23. Jackson Heights with 6:30 to go in the game. Up foot to the baseline, and we'll get a timeout by Jackson Heights and head coach Dan Shoup. It's a full timeout. We'll take this break. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn mini flavors. Visit them online at popcorngifts.com. .net is the perfect timeout snack. 6:30 to go in the game. 38-23, Jackson Heights leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, and discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.30 to go in the game. Jackson Heights leads by 15, and they'll have the basketball here out of the timeout. Tigers will have Schlutzbaum, Nitz, Pantel, Bowerly, and Wallace, the five out there. A corner, Diekman, back to Oberding on the left wing, and she'll cross it over and bring it back out on top. Schlitzbaum comes out on her, picks up the dribble, gives it off to McMahon. McMahon just holds on to it, hands it back off to Diekman. Jackson Heights just playing keep away right now with a 15-point lead. Pass inside, McMahon backs down, flicks a shot up off the window, banks it home. 4 points for Mackenzie McMahon, pushes the lead back to 17 with 6 minutes to go. Crossover, Schlitzbaum thought about a three, but she traveled. She tried to dribble into a shot, but she moved her foot and turns it over for the 17th time. So just under 6 minutes to go, and the lead is 17 for the Cobras. They have won 35 consecutive Northeast Kansas League games and are well on their way to winning number 36 here tonight. McMahon between the rings, left side of the floor to Diekman. Looking inside for Thompson, nothing there, and Diekman still with it. Back to the right wing to Oberding. She'll rip through, drive to the baseline, go up and under, and bank it in. That's the second time she's done that tonight. She's got 17. Nick Oberding has kind of solidified herself as our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company player of the game tonight. Pass inside. Wallace has it poked free and stolen away by Diekman, but she stepped on the baseline. Lead is 19 right now for the Cobras. Tigers just have not had it tonight. Too many turnovers, and that's been the difference. Nitz in the corner, a three-pointer. Yes. Second three for Nitz. She's got eight. It's back to a 16-point lead for Jackson Heights. Still a lot of time, 5 minutes. But the Tigers need stops, and they need them quickly. Thompson on the left elbow. Pass inside to Hutcliffe. Left-hand layup way too easy. Just layup after layup after layup for the Cobras tonight. 6 points for Hutcliffe. I don't know if the Tigers just don't have a zone that they play in much, but Jackson Heights, again, a team that doesn't shoot it well. Walsh on the inside, missed an open look. Pass back out to Nitz. She'll dribble to the free throw line. Back into the corner. Fowley, hook it inside. Tries to feed it off to Wallace, but it's turned over. Picked off by McMahon. Diekman across the timeline. Right side of the floor to Oberding. 4:15 to go. The lead is 18 for Jackson Heights. Hutcliffe, she'll try a straightaway three. That's short. Rebound to Wallace, but they're going to get a foul on the inside on Oberding. And that will be her second. So Bowley going to come out of the game. He's going to pitch back in. The Tigers with it with 4:07 to go, trailing by 18. Nitz will walk it across the timeline. Tigers got to move quickly. Into the corner, Bowerly. Back out on top. Bowerly rips through to the baseline, feeds it inside to Wallace. She'll go up, shoot it, have it partially blocked by McMahon. It's taken by the Cobras. Here comes Jackson Heights, a 4-on-1. All the way in the corner, Diekman to Hutcliffe. She'll step into a three-pointer. It's in there. 9 for Rebecca Hutcliffe, and that's pretty much the nail on the coffin right there. It'll push the Cobra lead to 21 with 3.5 minutes to go in the game. It's out on top, pumps on a three. Now kicks it back right side to Pitts into the corner to Bowerly. She'll drive to the baseline. Tries to flick it across court pass, nothing there, and it's stolen away by Diekman. Turnover number 19, Diekman, other end. Puts up a layup, missed it. Rebound is tapped around, and Pitts has it for the Tigers. Just been a tough night all the way around for the Tigers. Right now trailing by 21 against the number 6-ranked team in the state in 2A. Here's a three-pointer just launched up by Bowerly that's in and out, but at this point you just need to shoot the basketball. That's all you can do is just keep putting up shots. Jackson Heights the other way with 2:45 to go. Don't forget we still have the guys' game to go tonight. Up on top, back left wing. Diekman down low, Thompson on the block. She'll back down, have it partially blocked by Wallace and taken by Wallace, and now she'll get tied up. And no, they're going to get a foul. That's going to go on Oberding. That will be her third. And so it'll be interesting to see how ACCHS can respond from this one, because this is a game that They expected a Foley to compete and have a chance to win, but that has just not been the case tonight. So we'll see how the Tigers can respond. There's another near turnover. Nitz drives right baseline, puts it cross court, and it's way too high and out of bounds. Number 20 now for the Tigers. And all Coach Eckert can do is put his hands on his hips and look to the sky. 2:12 to go in the game, 47-26, Jackson Heights. Pass inside, way over the head of McMahon. Goes out of bounds, and McMahon just smiles at Huckless, who gives her a smirk back. That's just a nice turnover for Jackson Heights tonight. 2:04 to go. 47-26 has been all Cobras tonight. Pass inside to Wallace. Backs down, puts it off the window, and in. Counted and one. 11 for Aaliyah Wallace. She's had a good game tonight. She's really been the only bright spot for the Tigers this evening, but she'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. Wallace is 3 of 4 from the line tonight, and this free throw rims in and out. So the Cobras have it back, leading by 19 with 1:50 to go. Diekman in the corner, back right side to Olberding. And she'll back it back out and give it off to Diekman on the wing. Thompson, left side to Olberding. The Cobras have just gotten everything they've wanted on the inside tonight. Layup after layup. McMahon now between the rings, rips it around to the left side to Diekman. She'll start a dribble. Get cut off, now dribble back and hand it off to Olberding. Olberding has 17 points tonight. She's the only player in double figures for Jackson Heights. She's been so solid. Jackson Heights is playing keep away right now. The Tigers have no answer. Absolutely gassed. Huckless gives it off to McMahon on the wing. She'll face up, nearly have it poke free. Back left side to Huckless, and now McMahon out on top. Under a minute to go, and the Cobras still just dribbling it around and holding on to it. Jackson Heights will improve to 8-0 on the year. They'll have their seventh win of 20-plus points if this holds. They can get another bucket here with 40 seconds remaining, and now we're going to get a foul on Nitz. That will be her third. And the Cobras are going to empty the bench with 39 seconds to go. So we'll get Barron's back into the game. Also, panel back in there for the Tigers. And we'll see for the first time for ACCHF. That'll be Ellie Spear, a 5'3 sophomore. Cobra's going to bring a couple of subs in there. They've got McKinley Mulroy, a 5'4 freshman out there. Annie Allen as well. Mallory Mulroy, a junior in there. And Taylor Bosley, a 5'6 freshman. 23 seconds to go. Again, the lead is 19 for the Cobras. That is a near steal, and that's going to be a backcourt violation now. So the Tigers will have it back with 18 seconds on the clock. Tigers will dribble it around. Bowerly out the pitch. She'll pump on a three, drive to the baseline. Pass inside. Bowerly has it blocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Tigers. It's just going to be disappointing all the way around here for the Tigers and Coach Austin Eckert. Again, though, this is just a big core of juniors. The three-pointer is missed by Bowerly. Rebound tapped around, held by Jackson Heights. That's it. Final score tonight, Jackson Heights 47, ACCHF 28. Jackson Heights is 8-0 on the year. They have won 36 consecutive Northeast Kansas League games. But again, final score, Jackson Heights 47, ACCHF 28. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your money, Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Jackson Heights High School. We've reached the final of our girls' game tonight. It's Jackson Heights improving to 8-0 on the year and winning a 36th consecutive Northeast Kansas League game with a 47-28 dominant victory over ACCHS tonight, when what was predicted to be for the Northeast Kansas League Championship, but it was all Cobras here tonight. Alongside Chance back in the studios, Johnny Kane here courtside at Jackson Heights High School. It was just basically the Cobras from the start. They led 12-6 after one by 10 at the half. They forced 10 turnovers in the first half alone and 20 for the game to eventually go by as many as 21 and win it by 19, 47. 228. So looking at the halftime statistic or the game statistics, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whining for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whining. We'll start with the Tigers. Just way too many turnovers. 20 of them tonight. 3 3-pointers. 5 of 9 shooting from the free throw line. Neither team shot many free throws. ACCHS had Aaliyah Wallace score 11 to lead the way. She had a solid night. I really liked what I saw from her. Didn't make many mistakes. Got a ton of rebounds on the inside and scored double figures. Really the only bright spot for ACCHS, who drops to 7-2 on the year and 7-1 in league play. Natalie Nitz had 8 on a couple of threes. Addison Schletzbaum was held way in check tonight. She averages about 17 a game, only had 4 tonight. 3 for Kinsley Bowerly and 2 for Lainey Pantle. And that is it for the Tigers, who will be at Pleasant Ridge coming up on Friday. Jackson Heights, meanwhile, only 10 turnovers tonight. 2 3-pointers, only 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Big night, though, for Kenyon Oberding. 17 points. Rebecca Hutchless with 9 on a couple of threes. Eekman and Thompson each with 7. 4 for Mackenzie McMahon and Dawson Cochran. 3 points for the Cobras, who are 8-0 and 7-0 in Northeast Kansas League play. For the Cobras, that's impressive. They've had 6 wins by at least 20 points. They win by 19 tonight. So really, they've just been dominant all season long. Have the Jackson Heights girls, and there's a reason why they're the number 6th-ranked team in the state in Class 2A. One more thing to do, let's pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I think it's a pretty easy decision tonight. Kenyon Oberding, she is going to be our player of the game. 17 points, impacted the game on so many levels, rebounding, running the offense for the Cobras. She did it all tonight, so Oberding will be our player of the game. So that's going to wrap things up for our girls' game. Boys' game coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a timeout, then we'll come back and get you set for the boys' action. But again, the final score of the girls' game, Jackson Heights 47, ACCHS 28. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.